With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump's latest tariffs have sparked retaliation from the European Union and Canada. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is not a fan of the EU.
The European Union treats us very badly.
Seated next to the Prime Minister of Ireland, which is a member of the EU, the president said he would respond to new tariffs on U.S. industrial and farm products.
European Union's been very tough, and it's our turn, too. You know, we get a turn at that also.
Canada also retaliated quickly to Donald Trump's 25% steel and aluminum tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is warning Russia to accept a ceasefire with Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Ukraine says it will accept a 30-day truce with Russia if the U.S. lifts its pause on military assistance and intelligence sharing. Graham says he's convinced that Ukraine wants peace, but says in a post on X, quote, "I'm extremely skeptical that Russia will accept a ceasefire, and I am very doubtful they want to end this war." Graham also threatened to introduce a bill for what he calls bone-breaking sanctions and tariffs if Russia rejects the ceasefire. Bob Agnew report.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has pledged to start paying out tens of billions in aid to victims of Hurricane Helene later this month, but delays are already making it hard this year for some farmers to plant crops. Congress set a deadline of March 21st to hand out the money when it passed a $100 billion disaster relief package. The September 2024 storm cut a swath from Florida into North Carolina, causing more than $10 billion in estimated damages to farmers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 82 points, the Nasdaq rose 212. This is SRN News. All this week, we've highlighted United in Crisis, the Christian emergency response organization founded by Daniel Geraci. His experiences with Hurricane Katrina survivors who flooded into his native Austin, Texas, inspired him to create a model for church networks nationwide to train Christians. In his book, which is also titled United in Crisis, he hopes his story will inspire readers to take action in their own cities.
You know what? If this could happen in Austin, Texas, or some of these other communities, surely it can happen in our community. We want one of these. And the hope is that maybe leaders might be inspired to say, let's do it. We're here to help them out. We, United in Crisis, we have a global training center where we will walk with cities for 12 months. We'll coach them on a weekly basis. We'll give them all the tools to make them look as if they've been around for 10 years.
Geraci's book is entitled United in Crisis. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed after getting some relief from an encouraging inflation update. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% after skidding between an even bigger early gain and a later loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also pinballed between gains and losses and wound up 0.2% lower. The NASDAQ composite added 1.2%. AI stocks led the way, but U.S. companies targeted by tariffs announced by Europe and others weighed on the market. Harley Davidson and whiskey maker Brown Forman fell. The Dow was down 82 points to close at 41,350. The NASDAQ composite was up 212 to 17,648. The S&P 500 gained 27 points to 5599. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.